Lastly, we come to the section of the chart labelled diacritics. The left-hand column begins with the diacritic to show that a segment is voiceless. A voiceless alveolar nasal is na.
Na. And a voiceless lenis alveolar plosive, ta.
Ta. At the top of the grid here, you'll also notice the symbol for a voiceless velar nasal, with the diacritic placed above rather than below the rest of the symbol. Ha.
Aha. Next, the diacritic to show that a segment is voiced. A voiced fortis alveolar fricative, za.
Aza. Aspiration can be shown by a small raised H. Aspirated voiceless alveolar plosive, ta.
Ata. And an aspirated voiced alveolar plosive, da.
Ada.
We shan't illustrate the remaining diacritics in this column until we come to the one at the bottom, which shows roticity. A roticized schwa is r.
R. In the central column of diacritics, we start with the diacritic for breathy voicing. A breathy voiced bilabial plosive and open vowel are ba.
Ba. Creaky voicing, on the other hand, sounds like this. The same sequence creaky voiced is ba.
Ba. Lingualabial consonants are articulated with the tongue tip against the upper lip. Voiceless and voiced lingualabial plosives are pa, ba.
Ata, ada. Next, we have a number of symbols to show secondary articulations. First, labialized segments. Toa, dwa.
Atwa, adwa. And palatalized, tya, dya.
Atya, adya. Velarized, ta, da.
Ata, ada. And lastly, pharyngealized, pa, ba.
Ata, ada. The tilde through can be used to show either velarization or pharyngealization, as in dark L. La.
Allah.
In the third column of diacritics, we start with symbols specifying with greater precision the place of articulation of sounds involving the tip or blade of the tongue as primary articulator. First, voiceless and voiced dental plosives articulated against the teeth. Ta. Da.
Ata. Ada. Then apical alveolar plosives made with the tip of the tongue. Ta. Da.
Ata. Ada. And then laminal alveolar plosives made with the blade of the tongue. Ta. Da.
Ata. Ada. The symbol for nasalization is a tilde over a symbol. A nasalized front close mid unrounded vowel. Eh.
The next three symbols show different varieties of plosive release. We hear nasal release in the sequence dna.
Adna. And we hear lateral release in the sequence dla.
Adla. There is no audible release of the plosive in the sequence ad.
The same is true of the first plosive in the sequence adba.
Towards the bottom of this grid, you see the symbols to show raised and lowered varieties. A raised, close mid, front unrounded vowel is e.
E. And a lowered, close mid, front unrounded vowel is e.
E. Where a symbol might be interpreted as denoting either a fricative or an approximant, the raising symbol makes it clear we mean the fricative, as in the voiced apico-alveolar fricative, ra.
Ara. And the lowering symbol makes it clear we mean the approximant, as in the voiced bilabial approximant, va.
Ava. The last two symbols at the bottom right of the chart are used to show advanced tongue root and retracted tongue root. Cardinal 2, a close mid-front unrounded vowel, usually has a relatively advanced tongue root, giving a wide pharynx and tense quality.
Eh. With a retracted tongue root, we get a narrower pharynx and lax quality. Eh.
Eh. And with that, we come to the end of this recording.
We hope you found it useful.